Bram, j'entends, congratulations for your second victory here in Geneva. What jump drive you did? Can you maybe comment a little bit spirit you had when you entering the arena?
Yesterday I was very happy with the warm up, two clear rounds. Then I saw Brauchle, Dries, and Glenn performing very well today. They were all three, they were faster than me yesterday, so I knew I had to give a little extra. And then I got an unusual mistake in the first obstacle with the knockdown, and I was a little confused if I didn't pass the wrong gate, but my sister helped me enough. We kept pushing, I had the split times, I knew it was still possible to push myself into the drive-off, but I have to give a little bit more than I was planning on. And luckily the horse escaped it all, and I stayed clear. I was in, and then I had a revenge the second round, and then I was back in form again, sharper, and the horses knew it.
Merci. Dries, congratulations to you. What was your strategy starting first in the drive-off?
Well, I knew Bram and Michael are experienced indoor drivers, so for me personally it's my second indoor World Cup season. So I knew I had to go fast and stay clear, of course, but I miss some experience, and my horses are a little bit new in this type of game. So I knew I would be third, but yeah, I'm really happy. Yeah.
Jérôme said he is very proud of his horses, always, and. He said that the course was not so good for them because it was a lot of galloping, and it was really two, three times going through all the arena and galloping a lot. And he will calculate tonight how many strides made some teams and how many strides his Freiburgers did, and he thinks it's there that he lose his time, because in the fences, in the two marathon fences, he was very quick, and at the end he lost only 2 seconds to go to the jump off and 3-4 seconds with the other. So he's very proud and happy with his horses, and he also said that this course is good for the public because it was a great show for the public.
A question for Bram. Could you tell us a little bit more about your horses and your feeling about your first round today? You had a mistake on number four, and you had to push because, as Jérôme said, it was very, very tight today.
Yeah. So it's my first show here in Geneva of this season. I started very late, and I knew that was a little risk that I have less routine. But I stick with the horses that I drove last year in Geneva as well, and also the four I drove at the World Cup Finals in Leipzig, because I knew with myself not having the routine, I needed horses to help me out. Yesterday, I felt like, okay, it's not a problem. I started late, but I'm already back in shape. But then today, the first round, I missed two loops. On the B turn, I was late on my second loop. On the C turn, I was late on my second loop. And then I could see I lost a little rhythm on the horses. They were a bit confused where I wanted to go. And then I just took the loop too soon on the C gate, and the left wheeler had no chance, and I knocked the box. And then it was a big wake up call for myself. And once again, my team stayed sharp, and I felt like when I pushed more, they became better and better. And that's good with this team, because they know when they have to perform, and when I push more, they get better.
Why did you choose to start so late? And is it with your father that you didn't want to be with him? Or?
Yeah, it's quite intensive with the two families to compete in the World Cup. And in the start of the World Cup, we were a little short on experienced indoor horses. We were working on some new ones, but those were not ready. So my father took some of my wheeler horses in Lyon and Maastricht. And then they had the new ones ready for Stockholm, so he drove the new ones there. Now I have my team complete again, but the colored one, which I used for prize giving, is his horse. So at the end, the goal is to both reach the finals in Bordeaux, and then we will both have to have our own teams. So at the time of Leipzig, we will drive together, because then we have our two teams ready. But till then, we try to help each other as much as possible. But okay, we also have the company at home. So if we're away, always together, it's hard for the clients. And this way we can both try to select for the finals.
For Michael, being last yesterday and second today, it was a big difference. You really expect to be in the jump of today?
Yeah, last day I have a lot of mistakes, and I was really, really happy with the first round on today, and
You say you changed a few things. What was the thing you changed?
Yeah, my left leader is a little bit strong, and go in the morning go launching, and it's better for my left wheeler. And the problem is when the left leader is too strong, is the left wheeler not quick enough.
Congratulations to all of you. We've had feedback from England that was by far the best round so far of the competition. So you know, from advertising our sport, for keeping our sport right at the forefront, thank you to you guys. But Bram, and why the Lipizzanas? As somebody who is so associated with the Warm Bloods for the outdoor job, Lipizzanas inside, what's the difference?
So looking at my Lipizzanas indoor and the Warm Bloods outdoor, is mainly the size,
because
they're a lot smaller, they're more compact, they are very short in pace, which gives them very high acceleration, and they're being very handy in the tight obstacles. It started in Stuttgart, I think 10 years ago, when my father bought the indoor team from the Dobrovits family. And since then, we're friends with them, and they deliver us the Lipizzanas ever since. So every year they'll come with 2-3 new ones to add to our team. And because this system works, we don't see a reason to change it. But it's mainly their size, their ability to canter around a tiny, tiny box, and their strong characters. We have here with the 3 minutes, I never trained the 3 minutes at home because I think that's too intensive.
Yeah.
But 160 seconds, that's long. Mm-hmm. At home, we train like 120. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no more, because we don't want to do too much. Mm-hmm. Then those last 30, 40 seconds, they do because they want to go, you know, they have the motivation, the character to keep running.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah.